This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, the work week is just beginning. Isn't that so exciting? And yes, it is, Chris. We have an amazing show for you tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let me go ahead and spoil it for you. It's going to be about Iran. I will try not to make every minute of tonight's show about Iran. And here's a heads up ahead of time. Let me get way out in front of this. I am the ugliest of ugly American, as I've said many times before. I care about America. I care about Americans. I have never on this show obsessed over foreign policy, foreign things. And that's not about to change. Tonight, I got all the 1,000 emails you sent me, the 10,000 text messages from friends and family asking for my thoughts on Iran, what we're doing, where we're going. Tonight, that is going to dominate the conversation. I'm going to lay out everything for you. But if you are waiting with bated breath every day for me to update you on this strike and that, this casualty, you are going to be sadly disappointed. This is not going to be the Iran show ever. Tonight, yes. After tonight, we'll hit the high points. It's not that I'm never going to drop it or never going to bring it up again. We're going to hit the high points. I got all your emails. I have endless thoughts on it all. I'll get to those in a moment. We are going to do, still, as we always do on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up 1 hour from now. I will get to some emails. We'll discuss everything from Lindsey Graham to other things. But now, let me start off all this Iran talk by saying this, and it has served me very, very, very well. I think it would serve you well. Just a suggestion. You live your life the way you want. Say what you want. Do what you want. I'm just telling you what helps me. Of course, after we sign off on Friday, the war kicks off. Bombing Iran. I think it had, Chris, I wasn't keeping track. I think it was about 5 minutes after we got off the air. A bomb started dropping. Okay, we're huge joint operation. U.S. and Israel are clearly the main drivers of this whole thing. UAE, Saudi Arabia, these other countries are getting involved. We're going to get to all the whys. Believe me, it's going to take a long, long time to get through all this. Now, I have a headline here. Musk, that would be Elon Musk, points to the highest ever usage for X amid strikes on Iran. That would be formerly Twitter. Social media is what it is. You don't need to have it. Don't worry about it. Highest ever. Here's what has served me very, very well. Times of war are times of lies. You realize that. I actually dug quite a bit to try to figure out who actually was the originator of this quote. The quote being, and there are various versions of this, in war, the first casualty is the truth. And I think I found 15 different people who supposedly came up with it originally. If it was you and you're listening, I'm sorry, but I can't credit anyone for it. It wasn't mine, but it is true. In war, the first casualty is the truth. And do you want to know one of the reasons I couldn't find the actual author of that little proverb? Because I found quotes saying essentially that dating back 2,000 years.
don't think it's just the modern area or modern era where it's all lies. In war, for a couple of different reasons, which we're about to lay out, in war, everyone lies. Everybody. Your side lies, the enemy lies, and different factions of each side lie for different reasons. Sometimes you tell lies because you want to create an illusion for the enemy, misdirection for the enemy. Hey, we're not going in until maybe a week from now, and then you bomb them that night. That's a lie, but it's an obvious lie why you would do it. So sometimes you lie for that reason. Sometimes you lie just for naked propaganda reasons. We killed 10,000 of them and we didn't lose a man. Probably not true. One of the things that will frustrate you if you dig into historical battles in war are the amazingly different casualty numbers from every battle depending on which source you read. The Romans took on Carthage in this battle, and the Romans lost 10,000 men. Then you read another thing about the same battle. The Romans lost 150,000 men. And you're like, wait, I thought you said 10,000. I don't know. Because everyone's lying. Everybody is lying at all times, okay? Now, knowing that, here's what has served me very well for the past 48, 72 hours. And it will serve me well for every huge story going forward, especially war stories. Just calm down, watch, listen, wait, and pray. I have a guy, he works with me. Wonderful guy, by the way. This is in no way an insult to him. He works with me. It's not Chris. All right. But he works for me and he's always trying to, you know, promote me, promote the show, promote this. And that's fine. You have to have that. That's good. Obviously you want your media career to be as big as you can get, whatever. And I think it was 10 minutes after the first bomb dropped, I get a text message from him. Hey, it would be great if, and I forget what it was because I half read it. It'd be great if you could go live on Instagram and talk about your thoughts on it. And I said, no. No. I want to watch and listen and wait and pray. I want to sift through the videos and pictures and stories and casualty figures and I want to wait and calm down and sift through the endless quantity of information that is coming in, and it's coming in rapidly. That's why people are on social media in record numbers right now. Maybe you've done it, and I'm not insulting you because I did plenty of it this weekend. Maybe you've spent the last 72 hours on your phone. Oh my gosh, did you see this video? We have airstrike things. Did you see the picture? Whoa. Calm down. Half that video was from 20 years ago in another part of the world. The other half is AI. The other half is enemy propaganda. The other half is your own side's propaganda. Calm down. If you have said to a friend in the last 48 to 72 hours, you should see what I saw on Facebook, that should probably be a heads up for you that you need to calm down. We are in the beginning, the very beginning of something that is going to take a while. How long? I don't know. We're hearing things like this from Trump.
We have the strongest and most powerful by far military in the world, and we will easily prevail. We're already substantially ahead of our time projections, but whatever the time is, it's okay. Whatever it takes, we will always, and we have right from the beginning, we projected 4 to 5 weeks, but we have capability to go far longer than that.
Okay. Hey, we're going to go 4 or 5 weeks. Trump has come out and he said, no, we'll probably do it sooner, but I mean, we might be longer. Okay.
You wouldn't expect the American president to say anything else. What's he going to say? Hey, we're going to run out of missiles in 2 weeks. He can't come out and say that. Pete Hegseth came out and said something that we're about to discuss. Believe me, this is going to be a very long discussion tonight. I'm sorry. I normally try to do radio in 15-minute increments, but sometimes on history nights and whatnot, it's just one long story. So it's one long story tonight, and strap in. Pete Hegseth came out and said this, and there's a reason he said this. Well, here it is.
To the media outlets and political left screaming endless wars, stop. This is not Iraq. This is not endless. I was there for both. Our generation knows better, and so does this president. He called the last 20 years of nation-building wars dumb, and he's right. This is the opposite. This operation is a clear, devastating, decisive mission. Destroy the missile threat, destroy the Navy, no nukes. Israel has clear missions as well, for which we are grateful. Capable partners, as we've said since the beginning, capable partners are good partners. Unlike so many of our...
Okay, we got it. This is not an endless war. Destroy the missile threat. Destroy the Navy. No nukes. That's what they said. All right, we are going to hear from Trump himself. We have all kinds of different sound, different things. We're going to talk about the greatness of it, the terrible things of it. If I offend you at some point in time in this show, you're welcome to pour out your venom on me. I won't care, but I'll read the email. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Really, no matter where you fall, I'll probably end up stepping on some toes. Don't care. Spent 3 days thinking about it. Here are going to be my thoughts. Before we get to that, if you are a man, and maybe right now you're already doing it, or you're fired up, you're ready to do it, you're going to write an email, and you're going to say in that email, I'm offended. I found this offensive. I'm turning this off. It's not your fault. You have low testosterone. It's because there's so much estrogen in the water. That's why you're writing me an email telling me how offended you are. Your T levels are low. Your estrogen levels are high. You're writing me that email because you're practically a woman. You need to reverse that, and you can with natural herbal supplements from Chalk. A male vitality stack from Chalk with natural herbal supplements is going to jack your T levels up beyond belief. You will find your woman-like emails disappearing, and you will sound like a man again. Get your T levels through the roof, your energy, your mood through the roof, and stop telling me how offended you are. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are kind of handcuffed tonight in a way that, I mean, in a way that very few people have been handcuffed. We have to talk about Iran all night long. I guess if you're a free citizen or free woman who took off your hijab, you've been handcuffed like this. But the rest of us have rarely been handcuffed like this. You know I don't like doing foreign policy shows, but I know you want to hear my thoughts on it. So why did we strike? Well, let's listen to the people in our administration and what they say. Remember, as I said in the beginning, everyone is going to lie at all times. Your friends are, your enemies are. You accept that. You know that. At least you should. That's the way wars are. Donald Trump, why did we strike?
An Iranian regime armed with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be a dire threat to every American. We cannot allow a nation that raises terrorist armies to possess such weapons, would allow them to extort the world to their evil will. Not going to let it happen. We're not happening to us, and we're not going to let it happen to others.
Okay. Now let's talk about that. Pete Hegseth came out. I played it for you earlier. Said, hey, that we can't let them have missiles. We can't let them have nukes. And this isn't going to be an endless war. Pause on that for a moment. I've used this analogy before. I'll use it again. Here's Here's something the Trump administration is going to run into. They're going to run into the fact that the American people are extremely jaded on a couple different things. You know, Trump came out already and he said, I don't care that the poll numbers look bad for this. I have to do what's right. All right, I got it. Why are the poll numbers bad for this? What's the problem? Well, in Vietnam is really where this kicked off. A lot of people, and I think I believe this by now, a lot of people believe the Vietnam War was actually the turning point for the United States of America because it completely severed the trust between the American people and their government. We got involved. We stayed involved. And no one was really crystal clear on what the objective was. You kept hearing things like stop communism, but that wasn't defined very well. So that was kind of a turning point on it. And then you fast forward to global war on terror days. And, you know, we have to Saddam Hussein, weapons of mass destruction. Remember, that was one of the major sales. Weapons of mass destruction. He can't have it. We have to do it. Now, Iran. Maybe Iran was about to have a nuclear weapon. Maybe they were on the path to having a nuclear weapon. Maybe they were not. I don't know. And don't send me your emails. You don't know either. We're always banking on the word of this group or that group or this intelligence organization. We don't know. You and I, neither of us know. Maybe they were. Maybe they weren't. But if I'd become a raging alcoholic, and I start showing up later and later from work every night because I stop at the bar and get plastered on the way home. And then I tell my wife that I'm sorry and I'm going to clean up my life and I'm not going to drink anymore. And then I come home a half hour late one night and I tell her, well, the boss just kept me late. I had a flat tire. She's probably going to give me a bit of a side eye because of my history, which is not good. The history I have of showing up late and the excuses, the lies I used to tell. Now, maybe I did get a flat tire. Maybe the boss did keep me late in the office, but it doesn't land the same way after previous lies. The United States government, no matter who's been running it, Republican, Democrats, for a long time have told us that we have to go in here, we have to do this, we have to do that, because they have weapons of mass destruction, or they're about to. They have nuclear weapons, or they're about to. And the end result of that has been Americans locked in a very, very long conflict with an ill-defined end. I'm not blaming Donald Trump for that. He's never done that. But he did walk into a situation where the American people are already used to that. We've been sold that 1,000 times, and maybe right now it's real. Maybe Iran was building an ICBM aimed at New York City, and it was going to launch tomorrow. That's a tough sell now. Because I've heard that lie before. Don't tell me you had a flat tire. I think you stopped at the bar because your history is you stopped at the bar. Maybe you did have a flat tire. Maybe you didn't. I don't know if I'm buying that. We'll continue. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Do remember, before we continue, to say a prayer for our troops. We have already lost some. Families, maybe as we speak, are already getting that knock at the door that every parent, wife, husband, child dreads. Pray for those families. Pray for every single American service member in harm's way right now. Pray for those of us who are here in the continental United States of America, as we already... it looks like we already suffered a terrorist attack because of this in Austin, Texas. Some jihadi wearing a property of Allah walked into a very popular well-to-do bar in Austin, Texas and gunned down 3 people. Americans are dying here. Americans are dying in foreign lands already. We need prayer right now. Pray for everybody's safety. By the way, keep your eyes open no matter where you are. So prayer. Now back to what we were discussing. Jewish producer Chris brought up during the break that the poll numbers, because I mentioned the poll numbers, show the American people don't like, or they like the strike, they don't like the idea of the war. Oh, we bombed them, good. Wait, we're still there? And that brings me to this point. I mentioned what Pete Hegseth earlier said about endless wars.
To the media outlets and political left screaming endless wars. Stop. This is not Iraq. This is not endless. I was there for both. Our generation knows better, and so does this president. He called the last 20 years of nation-building wars dumb, and he's right.
Here's the truth. And it's a truth I know the Trump administration knows. It is a truth that many, many ruling regimes throughout history either didn't know or they ignored to their peril. There is something that is pretty much universal about war throughout history. The people of any nation, when that regime takes that nation to war, the people of the nation will have a finite amount of tolerance for the war. Now, that would, of course, beg the question, how much tolerance? That completely depends on a variety of things. What kind of things? First of all, the conditions at home. What are the conditions at home? If people are generally happy, healthy, well-fed, paying job, kids are safe, if that is a situation at home and people feel like that's the situation at home, that will give the regime that went to war much more rope, if you will. Hey, no. Take all the time you need if the people are happy at home. That's one part of it. Another part of it is, and I mentioned this last week, another part of it is the motivation for getting in it. That's a big part of it. What's a good example of this? Americans generally know, maybe you don't, but they generally know what happened after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in World War II. It's one of those really cool look backs in history. What happened? The Japanese sucker punched us in World War II. They bombed us in Pearl Harbor without declaring war first. And now you can see pictures on the internet, wonderful to look at. After that, at the military recruiting stations, there were lines blocks long of young men saying, no, I'm signing up. Men, now this is a sad, terrible part, but it's true, men who maybe didn't qualify for military service, medically or otherwise, some of them committed suicide in World War II out of the shame of not being able to serve. That is a unique level of motivation for a nation. You bombed us, screw you, I'll wait in line all day, several blocks, I just want to kill some Japs. That was the motivation. You had a country, all of it. Men, women, north, south, east, west, completely motivated. You sucker punched us. Let's roll. But even then, didn't last forever. Do you know one of the main concerns of the regime, the presidential administration during World War II, after a few years of death and carnage and misery, when we were leading up to Iwo Jima, the Marine invasion of Iwo Jima? They were starting to look at the poll numbers. Americans, after we bombed Pearl Harbor, I forget the numbers, it's something like 97% wanted to go to war. That's basically an entire country. Those poll numbers of Americans supporting the war, by the time we got to Iwo Jima, were ticking down and down and down and down. As fathers come home in body bags and sons come home in body bags, and there are enough bad stories about dead soldiers here, dead sailors there, dead Marines here. Soon it's your cousin who died, your brother who died, your best friend's mom died. Over and over and over again, these stories over time, slowly but surely, chip away at the population's motivation for war. So by the time we walked out of Iwo Jima with over 6,000 dead Marines, the administration thought about just lying about the whole thing. That's how bad it was. They said, oh my gosh, the public is going to completely turn against us. And the public was really outraged by that kind of loss of life. Even after Pearl Harbor, recruiting lines around the block, a few years later of body bags, it was understood that this war is losing popularity very, very quickly. Now let's talk about Iran. How long is it going to go on? Well, Trump said
this. We have the strongest and most powerful by far military in the world, and we will easily prevail. We're already substantially ahead of our time projections, but whatever the time is, it's okay. Whatever it takes, we will always, and we have from right from the beginning, we projected 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay. Pete Hegseth says it won't be endless. All right. Do the American people with, we just hit another record this morning, record high credit card debt. Do the American people have the stomach for 4 or 5 weeks of war with Iran? You're going to have to sell that to them. Is this enough to sell it to them?
An Iranian regime armed with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be a dire threat to every American. We cannot allow a nation that raises terrorist armies to possess such weapons, would allow them to extort the world to their evil will. Not going to let it happen. We're not happening to us, and we're not going to let it happen to others.
I don't know the answer to that question I just asked you, by the way. Do the American people have the stomach for 4 weeks of that? I don't know. But what I do know is the tolerance of the American public for this is going to be finite. The first 24, 48 hours, it's always going to be the best for the regime that went to war. You remember Venezuela. Why did we love it so much? We sent Delta Force into a place we didn't like and snatched up a guy we didn't like, and we didn't lose a man, and we never had to stress about anything. We just woke up one morning and we'd had this amazing military victory, and it was all USA, USA, everyone else sucks. And it felt great because we were in, we were out, nice and clean, no muss, no fuss. We did it. But that's different than what this is. This might not be 4 or 5 weeks. There are so many aspects to this, what we're doing, why we're doing it. I'm not criticizing the motivations for it, by the way. Maybe they're all great. Maybe they're garbage. We're going to discuss all this. The different factions behind it who are pushing it. The different factions pushing against it. Again, not all nefarious. A lot of people, maybe you fall into one of those factions. A lot of people extremely genuine in their motivations. And we're going to hash all this out best we can. Well, we're still going to do Medal of Honor Monday 10 minutes from now, and then we'll come back to it. All right? Let's hash this out. Your online data. Here's a headline for you. PayPal notifies customers of breach that may have exposed Social Security numbers. I read you headline after headline after headline after headline like this. Why? Why are they always after your information? Why? Because they're going to steal from you. Your information is online. Your phone number, your name, your address, your Social Security number. And maybe you think, well, I bought something from PayPal. It's secure. These criminals thrive on hacking into secure companies because if they get your information, they're going to financially destroy you. How would you know if they're taking it? They might be taking a loan out in your name right now. How would you know? If you don't have LifeLock, you would have no idea. And if they end up getting you, how are you going to get made whole again? If you don't have LifeLock, you have no idea. Don't wait until they burn you. Don't wait until it's over. Let LifeLock protect you now. LifeLock.com. Promo code Jesse saves you up to 40% off your first year. LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, even though we have to spend the day talking about Iran and foreign policy. And I of course, I'm going to get to your emails and try to get to some other stuff during the show. But as I told you, this is going to be my Iran-centric show, and you ain't getting another one unless there's something big going on. We'll touch on it, but this is just not what I do. I care about America, Americans. I want you to get 50 million foreigners out of my life, and I want American credit card debt to go down, and I want you to be able to afford to buy a steak at the grocery store again. These are my motivations. But let's discuss the reality. And if what I'm about to say is about to make you happy, don't worry. I'm going to make you very, very angry, and vice versa. What I'm about to do is I'm going to lay out some justifications, some honest justifications to want to remove the Iranian regime, and some real positives potentially of that going forward. Like I said, if that makes you stand up and cheer, pause on that, because I'm going to talk about the drawbacks too. That might have to wait till next hour, the drawbacks, but potential drawbacks, I'll get to that. Before we do anything else, let's do remember this though. No matter what your stances, for, against, whatever, don't care. We don't root against the troops. The troops right now are wonderful patriots, and they are in harm's way. They are already dying.
U.S. military service members have been killed in action. As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, even as we continue the righteous mission for which they gave their lives. We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more before it ends.
Pray. We don't root against the troops. You can hate every bit of this conflict or love it. We root for our troops. We root for them all to come home safe, and we pray for them. All right? Now. Before we do the negatives, let's do the justification, potential justification for this. I'm not going to do the nuclear weapon thing. I'm not, because I'm insanely distrustful of it. I'll just be honest with you. I am. I'm distrustful because I've heard that Iran is about to get a nuclear weapon for, I think, 20 years. 20 years, Chris? Is that about right? 20 years I've heard that they're on the verge of a nuclear weapon. So I'm going to set that aside. Again, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I just don't buy it. Set that aside right now. Iranians have been carrying out acts of terror for a very long time. Do you remember when we were in Iraq? Do you remember? Because I actually wasn't there for this part. People think the part of Iraq I was there for was the worst part, and it was not. I missed the worst part. I was there as a young infantry Marine. I was there for the invasion. When George Bush declared war, I was parked in Kuwait with my Marine unit, and we went across the border and fought our way through the country and all that. That's when I was there. But when a lot of people think of Iraq, they think about all the IEDs that were going off, these roadside bombs. You'd have Americans being killed, Americans being maimed. Maybe you know one, maybe you are one to this day. Missing limbs, maybe your brain got rocked really good. Maybe when all that was happening in Iran, you know who was providing so much of the training for that? Or in Iraq, that's when that was happening in Iraq. Sorry, I misspoke there. You know who was providing so much of the training for that? Iran. I have hated Iran ever since that day because I have been in the VA hospitals and I have seen men you would consider to be relatively young, missing legs, missing hands, clearly burned, and a lot of that goes back to Iran. Beirut goes back to Iran. Let's also remember this. Iran, they did try to assassinate Donald Trump back in 2024. They did. Trump mentioned it. I know he probably doesn't want to make this about him, and that's fine. I respect that. But for me, that is the best justification that the administration doesn't seem to be using very often. Iran tried to kill Donald Trump. I would feel the exact same way if they tried to kill a politician I hated, by the way. You have to die if you try to kill one of our politicians. If Iran tried to kill Eric Swalwell, I think we should go kill them for it. If they tried to kill Joe Biden, we should go kill them for it. If they tried to, you pick the American politician you hate the most. As a foreign government, you do not get to send agents into this country to try to assassinate our people, any of them. That should be an automatic death sentence. Iran tried to kill Donald Trump. The word is they tried to kill him twice. We pretty much know they tried to kill him once. You can't let that stand. That cannot be allowed to stand on the world stage. So those are some potential justifications for what we did in Iran. Another one, and this one, again, this gets convoluted. It gets complicated. It gets complicated. But here's another one. China. China gets oil from Venezuela. Not so much anymore. No, I take that back. We are still selling them Venezuelan oil, but we can cut it off clearly at any time. China gets oil from Iran. Not so much anymore. Going to sell it to them, but can cut them off at any time. China has a gigantic and increasing every day war machine. They are building up their military. You only build up a military like that with the intention of using it. Otherwise, you don't want to incur the cost of maintaining a military of that size. They are building up a gigantic military with the intention of using it. So much of everyone's military stalls and stops without oil. By taking Venezuela, essentially taking Venezuela, you know what I mean, by controlling Venezuelan oil, by potentially taking control of Iranian oil, you have cut off your number one geopolitical foe from the energy they need to fund the war machine. You want to lay out some reasons, the justifications? There they are. Maybe that made you feel good. Now I'm going to make you feel bad. What are some dangers? What are some drawbacks? We'll discuss that next hour. But before we get to that, we're going to pause and honor a hero. Medal of Honor Monday doesn't stop. Medal of Honor Monday next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.